Since October is Respect Life Month, I'd like to share a true story about a woman who did respect life. Her name is Joanne Scheibel. In 1954, she was a young unmarried college student who discovered that she was pregnant. In the 1950s, her options were limited. She could have had an abortion, but the procedure is both dangerous and illegal. She could have gotten married, but she wasn't ready and didn't want to interrupt her education. Instead, Joanne opted to give birth to her baby and put it up for adoption. So it was that in 1955, a California couple named Paul and Clara Jobs adopted a baby boy, born out of wedlock, that they named Stephen. He's familiar to us as Steve Jobs. It'd be overstating to say that Steve Jobs was our generation's Thomas Edison. As one observer put it, Steve knew what the world wanted before the world knew what it wanted. So if you have an iPhone or iPad or anything remotely resembling them, we can thank Steve Jobs. If your world has been transformed by the ability to hear a symphony, send a letter, pay a bill, read a book, buy concert tickets on something the size of a credit card, we can thank Steve Jobs. And we can thank Joanne Scheibel. If you want to know how much one life can matter, this is just one example. But imagine if that life had never happened. Imagine if an unmarried pregnant college student years ago had made a different choice. Now imagine all the unmarried pregnant college students who make that difficult choice today. But the horrifying truth is this. Today, 2024, we live in a culture that not only does not respect life, but a culture that discards it like trash. Not only at the beginning of life, but also at the end and every place in between. In Europe, there's a new industry of suicide tourism. For people who are old or infirm or despondent and want to kill themselves. In California, when it was announced during a political debate, the number of people who've been executed in Texas, hundreds of people in the audience applauded. My question, friends, what is happening to us? Where is respect for life in all of its stages? As Catholics, we can disagree about whether the death penalty is necessary, but we can't disagree about cheering death. Any death, especially when someone may be innocent, is an affront to life. Sad to say, friends, life has become disposable. On this Respect Life Sunday, we can't overlook the ways in which our culture does not respect life and, in fact, dismisses it and discards it. It happens at abortion mills. It happens at laboratories where embryos are treated like commodities to be harvested instead of lives to be nurtured. It happens at our schools where children and youth are taunted or bullied. It happens in nursing homes where the old and frail are ignored or too often treated as burdens. No, to respect life means to give it dignity. At every stage, in every circumstance, all its beauty and challenges, its sacrifices and struggles, all its wonders and complexities. Close to home, who are we called to be? We are God's people. We are Easter people, people of the resurrection, people of life, people who believe that life matters, every life. At every moment. And who is our God? Our God is the God of life, and God wants life, not death. So shouldn't we also want what God wants? Who, as we heard that beautiful reading from Genesis, we are made in his image and likeness, to be conveyors of life, not death, of love and not hate. So in the days ahead, as these beautiful fall days surround us with God's beauty and warmth, I invite you to join me in making a conscious effort to appreciate the priceless gift that we have been given. To do that, let's look beyond ourselves. Listen to those who are being ignored. Remember those who are forgotten. Stand up for those who are victims of hate or violence or disrespect. Speak on their behalf. Pray for those who be aborted or euthanized or struggling with those life and death decisions. And remember persons like Joanne Scheibel, who is an example of respect life. So the bottom line is, our God wants life, not death. And we might remember the multiplication of loaves and fishes we spoke about last month. That episode ended with people gathering up every crumb. Why is that? Because every crumb was part of that miracle. So in the miracle of life, in the miracle of every breath, no one, no thing, no life is wasted in the incredible work of God. And so let's take a deep breath and realize our God has given us life to enjoy and not destroy.